in Scotland, they actually use a form of proportional representation to elect the members of the Scottish Parliament, the Holyrood. And so that's quite a proportional system. And that's actually mentioned in the Good Systems Agreement as a voting system. We believe voting systems should be at least as proportional as that. And we know that that results in better outcomes in Scotland. I mean, there are all sorts of countries in Europe that have better voting systems. So, I mean, okay, let's take Sweden as an example, or New Zealand, which I referenced before. They moved from first past the post to a similar system to the one they have in Scotland, a version of the additional member system. But I think the key thing is that it's proportional enough. That's the top requirement for us. There are other things that I would say would ideally be the case as well, like if you're going to use a list in a voting system, the order of that list should be democratically determined. So rather than the party head honchos saying, well, this is the order of our list and we're going to put the people who are most likely to be loyal to us at the top and those least likely to be loyal to us at the bottom, actually either the members of the party get to choose the order of the list, or the public in general, a fully open list, they get to choose the order of the list. And this is one of the problems, I would say, with our voting system for the EU elections, that it's a closed list for each party. So, for example, Labour have decided kind of what order their candidates go on the list. And if they get three candidates, the top three people get taken off the list and get to be MEPs. If they get five, it's the top five. And their members haven't had any say in that, and the voting public don't have any say in that. So that definitely wouldn't meet our kind of minimum bar of being a good voting system.